This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hello, good morning. You're tuned into CNBCTV18 podcast. I'm Anisha Jain. Well, this morning, the cues are largely positive given the fact that global markets have ended well in the green. Dow, for example, was up 270 points yesterday, and there is this optimism which is building up regarding opening of economies. So the market is shrugging off the local protests in US as well as the US-China tensions. Even if you look at Dow futures this morning, they are trading with a gain of over 100 points. Asian markets, as a result of all of this, are trading higher, and trading higher meaningfully at that, because Japanese index is up 2%, South Korea, which is the KOSPI, is also up 1.5%. Nifty is almost at the 10,000 mark. Remember yesterday, we were very close to that mark, 99.78 thereabouts is where we reached. But we retraced from those levels. And if you go by the early indications this morning, it does look like that Nifty might hit that 10,000 mark very, very soon. In fact, yesterday, it was the fifth consecutive session that the Nifty had ended in the green. And now it is sitting at a three-month high. Even if you look at the FII and DII figures, remember, it has been a liquidity flush over the last week when we have seen massive inflows from the FIIs. And yesterday as well, of course, there was a big number, closer to 7,500 crores. But that was also on account of the inflows regarding Kotak block deal. DIIs, they also bought in the cash equity markets. They bought around 441 crores. What will also support sentiment today in trade is the fact that results have been positive. It has been a strong commentary from Britannia, and even if you look at the numbers, they were way ahead of expectations. Today as well, we are expecting a lot of numbers like Aurobindo Pharma, etc. But for today, the cues are going to be largely macro. Remember, the country is also watching out the updates coming on Cyclone Nisarga, which is going to hit part of Maharashtra as well as Gujarat. So if you are in the affected area, do follow the government advisory and stay safe. But with that, if you look at the markets, it is going to be largely positive if you are a bull. So let's hope you have a profitable trading day. Stay safe, stay home. This is Anisha Jain signing off for CNBC TV18 in association with Bombay Stock Exchange.